Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the Patriots are supposed to play the Broncos on Sunday at 1 o'clock. As of right now, that game is going to happen. However, the Patriots practice facility is closed again today.
Yeah.
The rumors are that it will open tomorrow and that we could see Cam Newton playing in the game. They asked Coach Belichick yesterday if he was going to play, and he said, we'll see. So there's that. Also, the NFL has changed its protocol. This was interesting to me in regards to COVID-19 testing.
Yeah.
So they had been testing all of the players prior to them.
They tested every couple of days.
They weren't testing before the game.
They weren't testing them on game day, which is so shady and so bad.
Yeah, so now they've implemented a new policy that says they have to get tested the morning of the game.
Somebody's going to get really sick. Right. Yeah, and not have a good reaction, and it's going to be all bad because well, I just think
their protocol has been garbage.
And, right, so we should stop playing.
Right. I just think they need to do a better job.
Not
of
testing
it.
On game day tough. Is really shady. Yeah, but that's you're not doing it on game day because you want everyone to play.
Right. It's a different animal too. I think with the NFL versus the NBA, the
but
number
you
of players.
Made it work.
Nope.
Yeah,
I agree. You could have made it work.
Yeah, they could have. You're right. All right, so again, the Patriots will play Sunday at 1 o'clock against the Denver Broncos, allegedly. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing.
Nah.
Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
A 4-year-old girl in England is spending her extra time at home making care packages for kids who might not have presents to open at Christmas time, Kennedy.
Aww.
Her mom says it started when she had a bad dream about kids who didn't get any presents. Their goal is to send out 200 of them. More and more tests show dogs can be really good at sniffing out the virus.
They can sniff out lots of things.
Right. An airport in Finland and multiple airports in the Middle East are using them now. I saw a story on 60 Minutes years ago about a woman who smelled the difference in her husband, and he ended up being diagnosed with Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. And apparently humans can smell the change in regards to Parkinson's
wow.
as well. Most of the volunteers who work the polls in elections are older, usually 60 and older, which is high risk group for COVID-19. Someone launched a website called Power the Polls to get more volunteers. They were hoping to get 250,000 people who would sign up across the United States, and they've gotten about twice that many, and most are younger between the ages of 18 and 35. A group of volunteers in Minnesota used their free time to build a new deck and a ramp for a Vietnam vet who is in a wheelchair. They did it after they found out he was having trouble getting to his doctor's appointments. Meals on Wheels and the Home Depot Foundation helped pay for the entire thing, Kennedy.
Aww.
How cool is that?
I love that.
Just a reminder, in the middle of all of this, they are still researching to see how we're doing with washing our hands, and apparently still 1 in 4 people are not washing their hands. So please just do that. We want to take this time to remind you, please wash your hands, okay?
You
please.
Should be washing your hands anyways.
I know. It's right. So weird that it took a pandemic for people to be like, oh, yeah.
Also, a big thank you to everybody who has been sanitizing their mail-in ballots, but please stop. It is contaminating them and making the machines go all bonkers. You don't have to contaminate your ballots when you send them in if you're doing a mail-in ballot.
Your mail, your food, none of it.
Right.
They've said that it's not on surfaces. No. You're going to be okay.
Stop pouring bleach on stuff, basically.
Yeah, you're going to be all right.
Yeah, I guess in California it's really bad, and they've had to ask people to stop sanitizing their mail-in ballots. The ballots were processed by machines several weeks ago. Voters do not have to worry about contracting COVID-19 from the ballots, either sending them or responding to them. Mm-hmm. What do you have for the Good Five Tribe Audio, Kennedy?
Well, Carson, there's two American economists, Paul Milgram and Robert Wilson, and they won the Nobel Prize in Economics for improvements to auction theory and inventions of new auction formats.
Oh, I love that write-up, too.
They're both faculty members at Stanford, and they're neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And Milgram, in fact, was once Wilson's graduate student. However, Milgram didn't know he had won the Nobel Prize because they couldn't get a hold of him. So Bob came on over to let him know.
Paul? It's Bob Wilson.
Yeah.
You've won the Nobel Prize. And so they're trying to reach you, but they cannot. They don't seem to have a number for you.
Yeah, I have. Wow.
That was about as exciting a talk between two scientists as you can get.
Indeed. Wow. Indeed.
I think they have a local connection. I think they both went to Harvard, too, Kennedy, is what I read.
Paul? It's Bob Wilson.
Yeah.
You've won the Nobel Prize. And so they're trying to reach you, but they cannot. They don't seem to have a number for you.
Yeah, I have. Wow.
Whoopsies.
Yeah, I have my number unlisted. He was about to say.
Oh, that's so good.
I realize there's a time difference between the United States and Europe, but you need to go wake the guy up at 2 a.m.
Stanford. You're at Stanford.
I know, but the Nobel Prize people are in Europe. They're trying to call.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
If you missed the show on Friday, Headphone Karaoke, Guys versus the Gals, Country Music Edition, Kennedy and Annie, they sang Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Sure did.
And I got to tell you, it was pretty good.
Made me feel like a woman.
Forget I'm a lady. Man shirt, short skirts. Really wild. Doing it in style. Get in the action. I feel the attraction. Color my hair.
Do what I dare.
Wanna be free and feel the way I feel. Man, I feel like a woman.
That was pretty good. Pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, upon further review, we should have been switching off like them. That was smart.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That's pretty good. By the way, you can watch right now on Facebook Live. Is that the Mix Facebook Live? Everybody say hi to Facebook Live. Hello. And then there was us with an all-time classic from Carrie Underwood.
And he don't know.
I'm sorry, is she in studio?
What did I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up four-wheel drive? Carved my name into his leather seat.
Oh, what's that harmony?
Oh. I took a Louisville slugger to both headlights.
Oh, my feelings hurt.
Slashed a hole in all four tires. Maybe next time we'll think before he cheats.
Man, what a performance there. All-time classic. All-time classic right there. And then you voted. And you voted. And you voted. And you voted. And you voted. It is now time to crown a winner. Drum roll, please. Taking a pie in the face this morning after losing Headphone Karaoke are... not the ladies. It is producer Dan and myself.
Yay. Oh, I can't wait. This is the best thing ever.
All right. I mean, listening back to it, it's hard to disagree with the voting.
Dan, I would like to apologize. You'd have probably won without me. I got in your way, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we'll go down as a team. It's okay.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So, Kennedy has brought in the fattening pie And there's all sorts of whipped cream and yes, cool whip.
And cool whip.
There's a whipped topping and then the actual, you know, spray topping on top.
Yes. It looks delicious.
It's starting to melt a little.
She did many layers.
Yes. All right. Mm. Are we ready? Who's going to go first?
You tell me.
All right. I'll do it.
All right.
I volunteer.
Oh, I'm
as
so
tribute.
Hyped. Kennedy's been waiting for this moment for 20
years.
All right. Here we go. Let me back away from the equipment.
Maybe take your headphones off, too.
Should I take my headphones
off?
Yeah,
I would, because I feel like that they're going to get everywhere.
Okay, let me just move this out of the way.
Oh,
Kennedy, you should wind up.
Yeah, I don't want to hit your nose.
No. Okay. Get in there. Do it like you mean it.
Don't shortchange yourself.
I'm taking my pie like a man.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Oh, get his bald head.
It's cold. I wasn't expecting the coldness.
Oh, you shouldn't have wore good jeans today.
Oh, that tastes good.
I got everywhere.
No, oh, that was gold. That I feel was like absolute gold.
In the video, we need to add like Three Stooges sound effects. Like, knock, knock, knock.
Oh, wow.
100%.
That is tasty, though.
Oh.
I was not expecting the cool.
Oh, it's all over your shirt. I'm taking my shirt off.
Wow. No, you cannot take your shirt off in here.
Why?
HR.
Since when?
I did a whole Magic Mike striptease in here.
All right. Producer Dan is up. Here we go. There's whipped cream all over the equipment. I have it all over my bald head. It's dripping down my pants.
I love you, Annie.
Annie, whenever you're ready, please take it away.
One, two.
Oh my gosh, Dan.
Get
out! Oh, Annie! Annie! Oh my gosh! There is whipped cream everywhere. There is whipped cream everywhere. There's whipped cream all over the studio monitors. There's whipped cream all over the walls, over the clock. What are you doing? You threw a fastball. You did it. Oh, my God.
I have one speed.
Oh, my God. You, Annie.
Where are the napkins? I can't see.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that was aggressive, yo.
Annie, like.
Oh, my God, I'm dying.
Annie, what were you thinking? Like, Annie, come back to the microphone.
Oh, we were friends.
What? What did you do, Annie?
I wish I had Kennedy.
Why did you do that so hard?
I have one speed.
It's everywhere. It's all over all the computer monitors.
I should have brought a second shirt. This is bad.
Yeah, wow. I am so glad I got Kennedy.
I didn't know if this was true. Oh, my hat. Oh,
wow. All right, there it is. There it is.
We're all purpose.
Wow. Here.
Oh, totally crazy. Oh, but get him a lady.
Oh, I'm gonna take a lap.
Pull out my nostrils. Where are you going, Dan? We're still on the air. What are you doing?
Get in the action. I feel the attraction.
Do it out there.
I can't.
My nose.
Man.
Kennedy was so gentle.
Wow. That was amazing. All right. The entire thing on Facebook Live. We have filmed video of this. You'll be able to see it online at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you don't get enough of us during the show from 5:30 to 10, we got a treat for you. The Unfiltered After Show podcast now happens every day, Monday through Thursday. It goes live at about 10 o'clock. So it usually runs between 20 and 30 minutes, and it is separate from what we do on the air. We talk about things that we're not allowed to talk about on the air because of maybe it's NSFW or because it might be behind the scenes stuff that our boss doesn't want us talking about on the radio, but he can't stop us on a podcast.
That's it.
Hashtag fire south.
International waters, baby. Let's go.
That is right. It's airport rules, as Kennedy says on the podcast. You can get our Unfiltered After Show podcast through the iTunes podcasting app, and be sure to leave us a wonderful 5-star review if you do. Also available on radio.com. Again, just look us up, Carson and Kennedy, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. All right, friends. So tonight is the night. Annie, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Are you going to take a nap?
I'm going to take a nap. I am prepared. This is the first time watching in a new apartment.
Things
are happening.
So The Bachelorette happens tonight, which means tomorrow morning at 8:15. Annie's obsessed. Don't forget, we are back at it. And here's a quote to start off what's going to happen tonight. It's only a matter of time before Claire realizes the truth that Dale's not who she thinks he is.
Oh.
Now, for those of you just tuning in, it looks as though rumors have been flying that Claire started this season. She fell in love with somebody else, so they had to restart with a new bachelorette. None of this has been confirmed. However, this is what we think happened. So it looks like that might not be what happened. However, there's a two-minute trailer that came out yesterday. There's tears, a warning from Chris Harrison that the path she's on will not end well for her, for the guys, or for anyone. And in one scene, Chris says to the guys, "I've never seen anything like this in 18 years. He said, "There's not going to be a rose ceremony tonight. I can't even fathom how you guys are going to try and process this." And then one guy says, "Do we get a new bachelorette in here?" And then there's also a scene where 15 guys threaten to walk out.
A mutiny, if you will. Wait, because they were saying when production shut down, that's when she kept texting with one of the guys.
Yes.
And then they try to come back, and she was like, "No, I don't want to do this anymore. I love this man. I'm not going to be fake to all of these guys and waste their time." But obviously, Chris Harrison's like, "That's not how it works."
And the guys were like, "I expected more from the oldest bachelorette." To which she says, "Guess what? I'm the oldest bachelorette that's 39 standing here that's single because I didn't settle for men like that." Oh, you guys.
Wow. And if you don't know, Annie is obsessed with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and she brings us her report every morning after the show airs. So it's moving this season from Mondays to Tuesdays, or is it just for this week?
Well, I don't know if it was because the NBA Finals were on Monday and because Monday Night Football. I'm not sure if it's going to be on Tuesdays from now on, but I know that tonight's Tuesday.
And what time does it air?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, and it's like a two-hour special to open.
I think it's a three-hour
program. Annie was over there. I don't know if you were in here or not, Kennedy. She was over there scrolling through photos of all of the guys. Is there any that stand out to you just by purely by appearance, like Guys at Smoke Show?
I'm in a fantasy league, so you have to make your picks. It's like 10 picks the first round, but there's so many guys and you don't know them yet, so you have to just kind of base it off like superficial, which I don't like doing. I like knowing their personalities.
Right.
But I'm going to say...
Mm-hmm.
Jordan.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Jordan, and he looks like a sweet. He has those sweet eyes. I think he's going to go far. I don't know if it's going to be with Claire, but with Tayshia, hopefully.
What was the guy with the weird nickname that I heard you yell out?
Easy. There's a guy named Easy.
Yeah.
It's wild to me that there's a Bachelor Fantasy League.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, how do you score points? Like, because fantasy football, it's easy. You score points with touchdowns.
You can score points like the first person that gets a kiss, first person that says, "I love you," first hometown,
all of
these
things. How about first drunk? First person to get drunk.
No, that's probably minus points.
Oh, okay.
All right. You can get minus points too?
Yes.
Like if you get in fights?
Yes.
Oh, I want to play.
First person that cries. Yeah. Dan, that's good. You can win a lot of money.
That's minus if you cry?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
A man showing his emotion? You don't like that?
I mean,
guess not.
Girls or men. Girls or men cries. That's
yeah,
doesn't
minus
matter.
Point. Doesn't
well,
matter
no, but
what
she's,
sex you are.
Yeah, it does because you're picking the guys for this
episode.
Yeah,
but it's the same rules.
But the other way around, it would be the exact same way.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, guys. Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman. You know, feud as old as time. He could not let Hugh Jackman's birthday go by without trolling him. Ryan took to his Instagram stories to tell him happy 52nd birthday.
"Hey, Hugh. I just want to wish you a happy birthday and tell you that I love you. I'm down here in Atlanta, so I wish I could be celebrating with you. You may notice that it's a little quiet around the house this morning. That's because I flew Deb and the kids and the dogs and your friends and furniture down here to celebrate your birthday with me. And we're having an amazing time."
Just so weird.
It's so good.
They're just so weird. And we haven't heard from Portugal the Man in a moment.
Yes.
Also haven't heard from Weird Al Yankovic in a moment.
What?
So what if I put the two together for you?
Is it the crossover we need?
It is called Who's Gonna Stop Me? It's Portugal the Man's first single since 2017 and Weird Al's first non-comedic release. The song is advocating for indigenous peoples and native rights, and the video is has the two of them and then indigenous artists from around the world.
That's really cool.
And they've launched the PTM Foundation earlier this year to help along with indigenous cultures as well. So
that's amazing.
Love where
Weird Al Yankovic has been around since like 1980, and this is his first non-comedic release ever.
Yes.
How'd you get him to do that?
Right.
Apparently, they got to be friends a few years back. and Rio Riordal has like remixed some of Portugal's songs.
Oh, really?
And stuff. So yeah,
he's really talented.
We had a chance to see Portugal the Man and interview them at Boston Calling, and I got to tell you that they were amazing on stage. I was blown away by their musicianship. So this is exciting. I want to hear the whole thing, Kennedy.
Okay. That's all I've got, but I'll find it for you.
Okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
We have a piece of rock and roll memorabilia that we want to give away this morning. Nickelback, one of the all-time great rock bands. Mm-hmm. These guys have toured the world, sold out arenas, explosions, concerts.
50 million records sold.
Right? And I mean, Chad Kroeger is the best. We've had him on the show several times.
He's a lovely man.
He has an ice hockey rink in his backyard.
Well, he's very Canadian. That makes sense.
He was very Avril Lavigne.
If you're Canadian and a millionaire, you always have a hockey rink.
So back in the day before we came to Boston, Kennedy and I did our show in Memphis, Tennessee. And Kennedy was the promotions director for the radio station. You know, we were doing the morning show, but you also had to have other jobs. And I was the program director. And the program director is responsible for picking the music and also the relationship with all of the artists. And so occasionally I would get these cool gifts from the record labels and the artists. And this one is from the band Nickelback. It is to commemorate the sale of 3 million albums for the album The Long Road. So this is somewhere around 2005 or 6 or 7.
It was 2003.
Was it really?
Yeah.
2000. Oh, wow. This one goes back even farther than what I thought. It's from Roadrunner Records. It is epic. It is epic. It is a photograph. No pun intended there. It is a photograph of the band on stage, and there is huge pyrotechnics happening on behind them on the stage, and it's kind of an aerial shot, so you get some of the crowd and then the band, and the band is in all their rock and roll glory, like the perfect poses for a rock picture.
It's potentially the best prize we've ever given away.
And we have some of the CDs are in it. You know, it's a piece of rock and roll memorabilia what it is.
Absolutely.
You would see this like at the House of Blues. And this used to hang on the wall in my man cave. I don't have a man cave anymore. We're kind of reducing. And my wife said, you can't have this anymore. She said, take it to the office. And I thought, you know what? I don't want it to just hang in my office. I want somebody to get some enjoyment out of it. So we want to welcome in right now, let's see, Fran from Amesbury. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, everybody.
Now, Fran, are you a big Nickelback fan?
I like Nickelback pretty much.
That sounds about right.
Perfect.
It's all right. It's cool.
They're all right, yeah.
Fran, do you have a man cave?
Oh, doesn't every woman?
All right, the game we're going to play is called Nickel Backwards. It's very simple. I'm going to play you a Nickelback song backwards. You just have to give me the name of the song, okay?
And you guys can still call in if you want, because if Fran doesn't get it right, we'll continue moving forward, yes?
6179. I have faith in Fran. Yeah, 617-931-1234 if you want to play. If Fran doesn't get this right, we will just run through.
Hoping I don't get it right.
No, I'm rooting for you, Fran. All of Boston is rooting for you, Fran.
All right,
here we go. Fran from Amesbury, we're going to play Nickel Backwards. 617-931-1234.
You do got this, Fran.
First one.
I got this.
All right, take a listen. Give me the title of this song. They rock backwards, that's all I'm saying.
Yes, they do.
All right, Fran, there it is. Nickel Backwards. Oh, can you give me the name of that Nickelback song? Again, if you think you know it, you can call 617-931-1234 and you can steal it away from Fran.
Oh, my gosh. That's so hard. It's harder than you think. Someday?
It's hard.
I'm sorry. No, that is not it.
Someday?
No. Stop. Goodbye, Fran.
She's just throwing out names. Shouting of songs names.
Chris from Lemonster. Do I need to play it for you again? Do you know what it is?
Uh,
Yeah, what do you got?
Yeah, take a listen. Nickel backwards. Name this Nickelback song.
Someday?
Oh, man. Were you not just listening to Fran? What are you doing to me? No, that's not it. Oh, my gosh. You people. Samantha is from Sandown, New Hampshire. Good morning, Samantha.
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Do I need to play it for you one more time, or do you have it?
I'm going to try. Is it How You Remind Me?
Let's see if that is right. And like you, yeah. That's pretty good. All right, we got one more.
What? She has to do another one?
Yeah. Whoa. Come on. Wait, this is a piece of,
oh my God.
Is a piece of rock and roll history.
You're right. Honestly, Carson, you're
seriously,
right.
Seriously, this thing is amazing.
People need to fight tooth and nail for this.
All right, here we go. Nickel backwards. Take a listen. Oh. All right, what is it?
That I don't know.
Are you kidding me? You don't know it? Oh, no.
Samantha, I'm so sorry.
Devastated.
Sorry. All right.
Devastated is right.
Let's move on. Let's see. Who do I have here? I'm not even sure. Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Kristen.
All right. Take a listen. Nickel backwards. Do you know what it is?
Bottom of every bottle.
That's the lyric.
Jack is from Watertown. Do you know what that one is? Nickel backwards.
Yeah. Was it the same one Fran was just listening to?
No, it's this one. It's this one. Do you know it?
Oh, man. I knew Fran's one for sure.
Oh, what do we do, Kennedy? I can't just give it away if they don't know the songs. I'm sorry.
It's too important,
Kennedy. This is rock and roll history.
So they have to give you both songs.
Yes. It's two songs. It's Nickelback.
All right. Well, hurry up.
617-931-1234. We'll try and find a winner next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Causing all sorts of drama, we got a piece of rock and roll history, a piece of memorabilia from Nickelback. This is personalized to me, by the way. This has my name on it. It was
even better.
It was given to me by Nickelback. It commemorates 3 million copies of their album, The Long Road. It is ginormous. How big is that thing, Kennedy?
I'd say it's like a yardstick big.
Yeah, it's probably 3 feet by 2 feet.
Yeah,
it's a centerpiece for your room.
No, it goes great in the man cave or the she shed. If you collect rock memorabilia or you know somebody that does,
it would go right in your dining room. So
exactly, Kennedy.
And it's been in my house for a long time, but my wife said I had to go, so I want to give it away right now. Nickel backwards. By the way, you do have to know both the songs because it wouldn't be fair to only get one of the songs.
Correct.
Right. You got to get both of them right, is what I'm thinking. Let me grab Lee from Peabody. Are you there, Lee?
I am.
Okay. I'm going to give you the first one again because I want to make sure everybody has to get both of them right. Nickel backwards. Take a listen to this one. All right, somebody already got that one right. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, boy.
Are you kidding me? We gave that answer on the air already. Oh, my gosh, Lee.
Okay, can I hear that again?
No, I'm just kidding. That's not happening.
No.
Paige is from Gardner. Good morning, Paige.
That's a Stephen from
Wyndham. Oh, Stephen, my apologies. Stephen from Wyndham. Are you there, Stephen?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, did you know the first one that we just played, Nickel Backwards?
Yes, the first one is How You Remind Me.
Yeah, that is right. There we go. Okay, you were paying attention. Nice job. All right, now, if you can get this one right, you're going to win a piece of rock and roll history. Nickel backwards. Take a listen.
Yeah,
The pressure's on. Steven from Wyndham.
All right, I'm going to say photograph.
Let's find out if it's photograph.
Hey! Go off, Steven!
How many times have you seen Nickelback in concert, Steven? Go ahead, tell us the truth.
I have not, but I know
what?
Enough Nickelback to get those two.
What?
Yeah, if you ever turned a radio on in the mid-2000s, you heard those songs.
You've never seen Nickelback in concert, and now you're going to have a piece of rock and roll memorabilia. Wow, you're going to love this thing. It is spectacular. I mean, there is explosions happening.
Your guests are going to come over and bow down to it. Are
you
kidding me?
They're
going
to be like, why do you
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Hey, Kennedy, I have one more. We didn't get to play this one. Let me see if you can get this one. Take a listen. People on the text line are cursing you. Damn you, Steven. You're so lucky. Kennedy, do you know that one?
Is that Rockstar?
That was Rockstar.
Big rock stars in the hilltop. Bosses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny because we just won't eat.
From the 978, are you guys even Nickelback fans? I knew all of their songs. This isn't fair.
Why didn't you call in?
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations, Steven. And we're going to have to figure out some socially distant way for me to get it to you because you're not allowed to come here. Sorry, buddy.
Sure you two fellas will figure it out.
Yeah. You ever been to the 99 Charlestown with Community Park? That's all I'm saying.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Election day is just 3 days away, people. 3 days.
What?
Be sure to register to vote.
Election day is 3 days away?
The deadline is the 24th, please. Yes, and Kanye West finally released his first presidential campaign. It's about 90 seconds long, and religion is the only issue that he mentions. Here is that, a bit of that.
Let's see.
Two.
Here we go. Yeah.
By turning to faith, we will be the kind of nation, the kind of people God intends us to be.
I am Kanye West, and I approve this message.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories surrounding this. Would you like to hear one?
Yes.
Because it's so un-Kanye-like, and he's so very staid and just saying the words on a piece of paper that it plays into that he's being paid by the Republican Party just to do this in these states, and they told him to read this script and they produced it
to interfere for the election.
Just reckless speculation. He is on the ballot in 12 states. He obviously can't win. However, he's on those states.
I watched it.
His entire platform is, I'm going to impose my religious beliefs on you?
Kind of.
Yep.
Wow.
It's not far off other people are doing it. Adele and Chris Brown, friends? Yep. What?
Huh?
Huh? Who?
Adele and Chris Brown.
I need you to tell me more, though.
I don't like that.
Why?
According to The Sun, bastion of truth, Chris was spotted visiting Adele at her West London home last week. They say it was all a bit cloak and dagger. He revived in the middle of the night and didn't leave until 2 a.m. He arrived in huge blackout cars and plenty of muscles surrounding him.
I don't like him.
They first met at the 2013 Grammys. Chris is reportedly good friends with Adele's rumored boyfriend, Skepta. So perhaps they're working on some music, but yeah. See,
and that's
and
just
I
talk-
think this leads to some bigger thing, though.
What is that?
At what point do we offer forgiveness?
Okay,
at
so but point? He hasn't. I don't think he's really changed. Like, he's a talented guy. He puts out some really good music. I'm not taking any of that away from him. I think he's super talented. He's a great singer. He's a great dancer.
We didn't say anything about that.
All of that. But he, to me, is still not a good dude.
After everything happened with Rihanna, he was dating this woman, Carucci. Carucci also had to get a restraining order against him. He has a pattern behavior of abuse. Exactly.
He had like a standoff with police in his house, too. Like,
that's right.
He's not
having
a good guy on
multiple
levels.
Because he was having a yard
sale.
This has been going on. That's right. It's not like he had one incident, you know, 15 years ago, and for the past 14 years, he's been an angel, and we're just hanging on to that. That's not it.
It's been like a litany.
Listen, I will give anybody a second chance, a third chance. I believe Jesse Smollett. Right? I'll give anybody a chance.
One. That's wild.
Right. I know. I'm a moron. What can I say? But something about him just sets me off the wrong way.
I don't think he's a good person. I don't want to see Adele hanging out with him.
I know.
But they might be, listen.
Forever and ever, I'm like, I just don't like you, and they're never going to like you.
If they're keeping it professional, they're working on music together, he's talented.
She's working on music with her boyfriend, Skepta. He's a UK rapper anyways.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's more that relationship than Adele's.
I mean, it's undeniable Chris Brown makes bangers.
He does.
He does.
Super talented.
Mm. All right, guys, let's talk about something that won't make us have anxious anxiety.
Well, you've picked the presidential election and Chris Brown.
I'm about to wrap it up and you won't have to worry.
Okay, thank you.
So Shay of Dan and Shay
has
a three-year-old son. His name is Asher.
Mm-hmm.
And he's following in his father's footsteps. They shared a video of Asher's new song. It's called It Nice All Day. Now, before I play this song for you, I would like for you to listen to Asher talk about his process.
My process was just singing it in the office while it was just recording when the red thing was spitting out some record things when it records.
So he made up the song. He recorded it on his iPad. It's called Being Nice. It's called Nice All Day. And it was inspired by him being nice all day. And here's the song.
I'm sorry. I am nice. Yes, I am. All day long, I'm nice all day long. Yes, I am. I'm nice all day long. I'm nice all day long. Oh, yes, I am.
We could learn something from that young man.
We could indeed.
Give the kid a Grammy.
Wow.
I can barely last being nice all show long.
I'm not normally this guy, but that might be the cutest thing I've ever heard.
I love him.
All right, that's what I got. You're welcome.
All right. I'm supposed to play a song here, but I don't know.
I'm sorry, sorry. I am nice. Yes, I am. All day long. I'm nice all day long. Yes, I am.
Little pitchy dog.
I'm nice all day long.
Don't
the hell
you out of here.
Nice all day long.
You're canceled.
Oh, yes, I am.
All right.
Agreed.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.